This is what Vermont means to me. This is how it all started at the hotel that was very cold and smelled like cookies. So when I first got to the hotel, I said hi to everyone and then went to my room where the hotel room was. After I settled in my room, I went down to the restaurant in the hotel and I found out that someone on my team was talking about everyone. After I was a little mad, I asked my teammates if they wanted to play a game of emoji hide and seek. As we were hiding, I thought it would be clever to hide back in the room they counted it. But by the time we got back, the ceiling was broken and the clock was all broken and the table was slanted down. During a game of emoji hide and seek, what it technically is you have your phone out on you and you send an emoji of where you're hiding. Later that night, we were told to go to the basement and the gym was hot. Once I made it to the basement, I had off-ice training, and at that point, I was dead. My hair looked like a balloon was in my hair. It was a bad idea to wear a gray shirt. It was at this point when I just thought I would be done. After all that hard work of doing off-ice training, I thought I would be done. I had stopped the treadmill and stepped off of it. I had fell because there was so much water everywhere. I had 2 cuts and a big bruise. I don't know why there just had to be water there. That night, I was just so tired, so I decided to head up to my room and just go right to bed because I had a game the next morning. It was the next morning. I was very tired because I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to my hockey game that was at 6. And I had to leave immediately because the rink was 20 minutes away and it was starting really soon. When I got there, I got dressed and put all my hockey gear on. For a little bit, I was nervous as I watched Diana tie up her skates. I had like butterflies in my stomach because I was super nervous and I felt like I was going to puke. After I'd finished getting ready, I went out on the ice and we had to do warm-ups. It was then the first period. My coach had put me out first and I saw my family cheering for me in the stands. I got really nervous, but I think I did well. It was now the second period into the game. I passed it to my teammate and she shot it and I got an assist because she scored. I was glad to be with my team. As the game finished up to end, I was happy to be there because we won our first game, so we wouldn't have to play really early the next morning. It was the next morning. I got up and went down to the restaurant in the hotel where they sold breakfast that you could get for free. So I got some breakfast and I ate it, and then I had to go to my next game, which was my game that will determine if we win the state championships or not. As I got ready, I thought about how exciting it would be if we won the game, because then we would get to celebrate. But the sad part is we would have to leave that night so we can go back home. As I headed over to the rink, I had gotten ready to play the game. In the first period, it went well. We scored 3 goals and 2 assists. We had made it into the third period and we had 1 minute left in that period. We won the trophy for our U12 team because we won with the score of 10-0. Since I did very well in the first game, I got asked to play the second game because I did really good. I was very excited because sometimes there's way too many kids, but other times there's not enough kids to play in the 14 games. So it just got me hyped up and I really wanted to play it. As I played that game, we won again. So that night, I had 2 trophies from winning both games. As I went back to the hotel that night, I was excited to play in both games, and I was just glad to play overall. I was also happy to be there with my team. Since it was my birthday this weekend, we went to the conference room that was in the basement. It was a little bit scary and bright, but it was fun because we had pizza and cake. I was surprised because my dad had brought out this cake that was so big and it had my hockey jersey number and it just looked so cool. This was the part when I got a little bit mad. This was when Brynn took Gianna up to her room and Brynn wouldn't let me even talk to Gianna. So I went downstairs to the hall and I hanged out with my other teammates who I knew weren't doing stuff like this. I was upset because they were discluding me. When I was with my other teammates, I had so much fun. We were chasing each other around and we played manhunt. That night, I came home and my home was modern and cozy. That night, I finally came home and I was really glad to be home because I would get to sleep in my own bed. I finally got to lay down again and it was nice because I was actually in my own home where I was comfortable. That night, I finally got to sleep in my own bed and I missed my team as I think of them as I was going to bed. This is my culture project. Thank you for listening.